Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 20 of John chapter 12. Now there were some Greeks among those who were going up to worship at the feast. These people then came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and were making a request of him, saying, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip came and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip came and told Jesus. But Jesus answered them by saying, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit."
As winter approaches, we watch leaves fall and flowers fade. Even the grass withers. As everything around us changes, and in some cases disappears for a time, we can take comfort in the words of Jesus from today's passage. He knew that when his death came, it would seem final to the disciples, so he planted these words in their hearts to help them understand. When he was raised from the dead, they realized he had prepared them, as one poet put it, to practice resurrection. How do we practice resurrection? We haven't literally died yet, after all. But positionally, every believer can say, along with the Apostle Paul, "I have been crucified with Christ." So first, we let go of our old ways of living, our selfish desires, and our pride. In doing this, we experience a kind of death, one from which God will give life to our mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in us. Second, we embrace the faith and hope Jesus provided. This happens in a powerful way every time we gather with other believers, confessing our sin and receiving God's forgiveness and mercy. We worship together in faith that our Savior has died and risen from the grave, and we worship also in hope that the new life we now enjoy partially will be enjoyed completely when Christ comes again. Think of every Sunday, even every day, as a little taste of Easter all year long.